listener production.
Hey there, Paige Busher with your local briefing. Investigations are underway into the cause of a house fire in 2J yesterday afternoon. The two-storey property went up in flames just before 1pm, with crews managing to control the blaze by 2 o'clock. DFES confirming no one was home at the time of the incident. Fresh calls for cooler classrooms as crayons and glue melt in scorching learning environments. The State School Teachers Union of WA confirming they've received a number of reports of evaporative air conditioning units more than 20 years old being used in classrooms. Senior Vice President Natalie Blewett says it makes it hard for students to learn when they're uncomfortable.
Really difficult for them to concentrate when it's too hot or they're really sweaty. But the other difficulty too is that they are often unable to hear the teacher over the noise of the evaporative air conditioners in classrooms as well. So it's not a great learning environment for students and it's not a good teaching environment for teachers.
A temporary skate park is coming to Kalgoorlie. Young skaters are encouraged to head down to Egan Street car park today for the Build the Half Pipe workshop. Happening until Thursday, Youth Mayor Emily Stewart says it'll stay up all year.
The community kids will come together and we'll build a half pipe, which is basically just we're building a huge skate ramp so all the skaters in town can have fun on that, and we'll use that for the rest of the year for the temporary while the precinct is being built.
In sport, the Railways women have taken home the first win of the new Goldfields Footy League season, the side defeating Kalgoorlie 34-14 after Kangas failed to add to their scorecard in the second and third terms. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.